Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from an undisclosed location, default route, on this glorious Monday. The double walk thing is a thing. I'm going to call it the double walk. The double walk thing is a thing. And I'm going to call it the double walk. I probably could call it the two a day, because that's what the football practices used to be called, two a days. But I'm going to call it the double walk. I double walk yesterday. It seems that exercise has a direct effect on your weight. I mean, directly proportional. I thought, in my mind, for whatever reason, that if I walk once and I get that weight drop, that's all I get for that day. It won't happen again. But yesterday, I got up, I walked immediately, no food, no water, got back, dropped like 4 pounds. Of course, again, it's probably water weight and an anomaly. And when I do that, if I just drink water and stuff and no food, just water, I'll put 2.5 to 3 pounds back on over the next few hours without even eating anything. So, and I've always said that those ways are anomaly. I know that they aren't accurate, an accurate point, but they are a point of reference and indicate trend. So yesterday I did that and I got back. I went from like 216 down to 213 or something like that. 216.8 down to 213 or something like that. Then I ate, napped, and went out and walked again in the evening and dropped another 4. Now, and then when I got back after that, I just drank water and soda and had some chips. But it's definite, I can pretty much confidently and for surely say that a lot of it is water weight. And a lot of it is put back on as soon as I even look at a glass of water. So I guess you could say I'm mindful of that. I'm definitely mindful. I am definitely mindful of it. I knew that. I knew that from a long time. I've been saying it for years now, ever since I came up with the term anomaly weight, knowing damn well some of them 210s that I used to get back in the day weren't quote unquote real. But the two days, the double walk, I may have to incorporate this on both days of the weekend. I may have to incorporate this on both days of my weekend. I guess my routine would settle into waking up Saturday morning late. You know, don't have to necessarily get up at 9. But if I do, I do. Do a walk. Come back. Shower. Eat. And if I want to be lazy, eat and go back to bed. Then get up and walk again. That's a nice solitude day by myself, kind of internalizing, you know, just being with me, enjoying the time with me, being undistracted in my space with just me. And then also, it should be times where, you know, I get up in the morning, I do my walk on Saturday or Sunday morning, come back, eat a minimal breakfast, and then get dressed and go someplace, and then come back. You know, that also has to remain a possibility. I have to keep that in mind when doing this, instead of just hibernating for those 2 days on the weekend. There are things out here in California to do, imagine that. You know, they're exciting, energizing. They would invigorate me, get my mojo going, you know, and it's good to be around people. It is. But since I just spent like 10 days out here caregiving in an undisclosed location. I'm about ready to get back to Jeffrey land, to Jeffrey TV land. And actually, and it's not as bad as it used to be. It really is not as bad as it used to be, because there was times where I would be someplace, maybe like a day or so or whatever. And as I said, it could be the most wonderful 2 days. You know, everything is good, good company, good food, just relaxed, comfortable, you know, completely there. But it'd come a time where I still just needed to get home, you know, to get back to myself. But now, even when I go back to Ohio and stay with my daughter, the craving isn't as bad. The craving to get back home is nowhere near as bad as it used to be. Because there was a couple times there, and it probably when I was vaping, I was still vaping, and maybe smoking, you know, Black and Miles or whatever, doing this or doing that, you know, to where I may or may not have been completely comfortable doing it in a, you know, a remote environment in somebody else's space, to where I just needed to get back and have that freedom. Because there was times where I can remember being at my daughter's house where I hit the wall. It was just like, I would just have to shut down because I had nothing left to give. I just had nothing left to give. So I just had to shut it down and just say, okay, I just need to get on the plane and get out of here. That's all on me. And it would come right about 2 weeks. Now, it's not as bad. You know, 2 weeks come, I'm ready to get back and everything. Get back to my, you know, my space and get on that airplane. And, you know, get back to Jeffrey TV land in the routine and that in my space. And it ain't nothing like looking forward to, like to today, being out here for 10 days after work. You know, have everything packed up, loaded up, jump in the car, you know, tell my mother bye. Say my goodbyes, make sure she's okay as best I can. And hit that freeway, like about an hour drive. And the anticipation of just getting home during that hour drive is enjoyable. Just, oh, get home, and of course I get home. I gotta unpack, put everything away, situate everything, set my computer up for work the next day. You know, put the clothes away, do this, do that, make sure everything is square. And more than likely, I won't eat. So I'll probably have to nibble on something when I get there. You know, sit in my chair, hook up the fire stick, sit in my chair, in my spot, with my remote, and my drinks, my Kool-Aids and whatnots. I think I may even have to make some Kool-Aid. I might be out. I'm not sure if I made some before I left. I might have. I can't remember. But, you know, there's going to be some stuff there, food, hopefully food to eat, stuff for me to eat and stuff. Hey, you should put up some barricades. Look at what you're doing. You got people walking by. See, look at him. He up there. Ain't no barricades or nothing. He up there by himself. He up there by himself. Ain't no barricades. No stops. Nobody else out here. That ain't right. You can tell that ain't right. Well, look at the other guy now. I guess they just doing it. You got stuff falling down. No protection. Now I may be coddled and I may be spoiled coming from this great nation and the infrastructure and the safety measures and laws and protocols here. But I'm used to seeing that big barricade. And no, not only am I used to seeing the big barricade there, I'm used to seeing a person standing there making sure. So, yeah, that. So I'm out here feeling good on a Monday. Lowest weight I've had. Did I say that already? The lowest weight that I had on a Monday, probably this year. And there were times this year where I was, there was times this year where I was 220 on a Monday. There's been times this year where I was probably like 10 pounds heavier on a Monday. And I should be happy about that. And in ways I am. And in ways I really am. But then again, I also forget. Because because of my expectations, I forget how much progress I've actually made in the long run. And I'm definitely making progress. And also, I'm probably losing inches and whatever, this and that, that don't directly show up in the way, in the weight number. But that's okay, because I got no problem with still being dramatic and hyper-focusing on the number just to have something, a metric, a checkpoint, something that I can just go all out, ape shit about, and let it mean the whole world to me. Overemphasize it, just take it, you know, way deeper than what it really is. Just to have that feels good. Food for Less. I forgot all about Food for Less. Oh my God. I ain't been to Food for Less up here in a long time. I forgot it was even here. Oh man. See that? Y'all probably seen it before on the walks, and I probably didn't even notice it. Y'all probably noticed it. Food for Less. Wow, I ain't been in a long time. I remember one time I went in there and the line was so long, I turned around and walked out. Look at this guy. Is this the same homeless guy? I don't know if I know you can't see that far, but he's like, he be having on these red shorts. White dude, kind of white, and then blonde, kind of Albert Einstein-y hair. Yeah, that's him. He be out here just about every day. Well, you know, not every day, but, you know, he be out here. All right, dude. Okay. You something. He be doing just what he doing now, if you can see. I don't know. Oh, that's what he was doing last time. He was scratching a scab. He was scratching a scab off his arm. That's what it looked like he was doing. That's what it looked like he's doing now. He was walking just like that. He'd be out here. I don't know what that means. When they're like out here all the time. Don't come out here with me, man. Don't go on the street. Don't get hit. Don't get hit. I don't want to see it. I don't want to get it on film. I don't want it to ruin my day. I just want to be a part of it.
Hey, sorry I got mad at you the other day.
It's okay. You do. See? He looked like he was scratching his face off, too. He apologized for getting mad at me the other day. I wonder if he did. I wonder if he's the one who said something when I was passing him. See, and that's one thing about these walks too. And I talk about the gentrified people And when I say gentrify, I don't mean necessarily white. I just mean the affluent economic differences between people who move into, who buy property and move into lower income, low poverty areas like Skid Row. And I don't mean it to sound white. Gentrify sounds white. And it probably does mean white, but that's not how I mean it. I mean it to mean people who have money, who come in these lower income, possibly poverty areas, and, you know, live amongst people who are definitely not in their economic class. So, and I guess I talk about them doing that, and I do the same thing, I guess. I walk around, you know, amongst the homeless or whatever, and I get used to them. And, you know, they become part of the landscape. And I guess that's what they're doing. I was like, not pointing the finger, but pointing it out that, you know, that's what I see them doing. But I guess in a lesser degree, I'm doing the same thing.
Wait.
I'm going to wait for the light on these people. Because they be... I'm just going to wait for the light. No, I ain't. I'm going to wait till the left lane turns. Then I'm going to go. Especially Monday morning in the morning. People focus on getting to work, thinking about this, thinking about that. Distracted. All of that. I just try to stay out of their way. But anyhow, I'm 214. 0.6 today. It's possible that I can get back and go down to 210. Oh my God, the NASDAQ. Oh my God, the stock market is plummeting. I'm losing money. Lots of money. Lots and lots of money. Quote unquote, losing it. Money that I acquired through the rise in the stock market. The value, losing value. It's still up from the year, but I lost a lot. I probably lost more in the last week than a lot of people have saved, period. I would even say that most people have saved, period. I could almost guarantee that. So I was kind of watching NASDAQ. Last night, the Japan markets, CNN's email, somebody said something, the Japan markets dropped 1,000. Biggest drop in history. I knew that was going to affect the American markets, which were already volatile and dropping. So when I woke up this morning, I checked it. It was bad. It was down like 700 points. The NASDAQ, and the reason I focus on the NASDAQ is I have a lot of tech stocks or funds or retirement. A lot of my retirement investments are tied up in the tech stocks, which is tied to the NASDAQ. And so, I'm taking a beating right now, but it'll bounce back up. It does this. You just have to be, you know, ride it through. I'm going to talk to my financial guy as soon as I get back. Probably go meet and sit down with him. Get some stuff worked out. Figure out how I'm gonna do that and get my morning steps in. You know how that works. Also I gotta get a frame some of my old glasses take him into the optometrist, I got free lenses that, you know, I want to put some, but I got free lenses from the optometrist from my insurance, which I think I'm a drop. What the hell, I don't get vision. I don't buy their glasses. I can go get an eye checkup. I just wanted to cut this on, come at you one last time from the undisclosed location. Before I break it all down, take all the cameras down, put them where they need to go in my travel bag, which is right here. As you can see, my packing, my Amazon luggage that I take all around the world with me. Did I take that one all around the world, or did I just get that recently? I can't remember if I had taken that one all the way around the world. But then I pack my cameras away, and so I'll be going home after work this evening. Looking forward to getting back home, as always. Getting ready for my Monday work day. Feeling pretty good. Feeling damn good, actually. Well, not damn good, but feeling pretty good, because when I got back home today and got on the scale, this is what it told me. Look at that number. 210.4. Oh, my God. 210.4. Is it an anomaly weight? Of course it is. I'll show it to you on this camera, too. Is it an anomaly weight? Probably. Meaning that my weight is probably somewhere around 212, 213. But I don't care. I still like seeing that 210. And it's an indication of trend, as I always say, is an indication of trend and how and the direction that my weight is going. And I'm happy for it. And I'm somewhat proud of it. Proud is a strong word, but I probably am, because I'm probably bragging about it now. Let's face it. Even though I still got all this right here, does it look like it's getting smaller? I think it is. I think all that's getting smaller. I don't know how much that you can see. This camera's always so dark. I wonder why this camera's so dark. This camera's not as dark. Oh, now you can see it really good here. See all this? What is this? What is this? And if I'm 210 now, I want to get down to 195. I still got 15, probably about 20 pounds to lose. Say I got 20 pounds to lose. About 23, 20 pounds to lose, and get rid of that. Because I saw some other pictures where I was looking good, and that's where I want to get back to. But anyway, happy Monday, boys and girls. It's always good. You know, so that's how we do it. That's how we run through it. That's how we do it. I had to text the caregiver. Person coming over here, therapist coming over at 9:30, 10 o'clock. I told you nobody's going to be ready till like 11. I don't know if nobody's going to be ready. Like 11:30, he's going to come over and knock at 9:30, 10 o'clock. Didn't I just tell you? I thought we made the appointment for 11:30. You're going to come over here at 9:30, 10 o'clock. No. No. That's not how it works. No. Excuse me, no. I'm out of cottage cheese. And I might pick some up on the way home from work. You know, oh my God, you know what today is. You know what's going on today. I'll tell you what's going on today. NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is killing me. I'm losing thousands of dollars. I'm literally losing thousands of dollars. Tens of thousands of dollars even. The markets are just tumbling. they're like, the markets are like, they just dropped and now they're trying to recover and they're rebounding. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's a hard thing to watch. Watching tens of thousands of dollars just go by, go poof. But then you have to stop and think about it. This is tens of thousands of dollars that may or may not have been mine anyway. You know, it's just investment money. It's like I'm playing with the house money. But still, you know, you look at your portfolio and it says this number, and the next day it says that number. And whether it's yours or not, or how you got it or whatever, it still stings. Oh, God. I can't drink water until I put some in my stomach. So I go out in the morning, I walk 5 miles, I sweat. I do all this, I do all that on an empty stomach, no water, no nothing. I come back home, I shower, still no water, no intake. Then I have to eat. I have to eat my grits and my Italian sausage. I have to eat, put some in my stomach, take a vitamin or whatever. Then I can drink water. And that water is so good. Oh my God, that water is just so, so, so good. Because my body wants it, my body needs it, so my body asks for it, and my body deserves it. Let me see if I can do something with this. I made some adjustments. Did it make a difference? Did it make a difference? I don't know why that's so light. Oh! Punch in. Woo! Gotta hit that 12. You know, I got like to hit that 12 on the nose. I messed up last week. I got a 753 and I got a 752. I went over by 5 minutes last week. For the state of California, my employer's got to pay me 5 minutes overtime, which I do not want because I don't deserve it. Will I take it? I'll take it just not to make so that not to make a big deal about it. Just to, you know, just it's easier just to take it than to actually go through the whole blah, blah, blah. So you know, anyhow, so I just wanted to share that. Make this before I take all the cameras down. Show you my fat. It's probably getting smaller. Of course, I wear the same clothes. See my broken shirt. Yeah, one sleeve is longer than the other. How come I do it on purpose now, huh? I wear the same clothes and I do the same thing on purpose. I do. I mean, let's just face it. You know what I mean? I think you might. I really do think you might. All right. Time to work.